Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's not forget the website. It is vital. Not only the information, but to get on the site and log on. Get ready for all the great webinars and events coming our way, including at 9 o'clock today, a launching of a new one, which we will discuss. You also have a big shredding event happening today in Melville, right in front of the Craig James offices. But all in all, go to the site, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Yesterday, the Dow finally with a decent finish, up 68 points at the close. Futures right now is showing about 155 or so upward. Another good start here on a Wednesday. We could use it as we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located in the heart of Melville off of Broad Hollow Road. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. That's a great introduction again, as always. You know, the risk-off mood just came off. You know, we're just at risk-off. We're going to start stocks closing slightly to the downside. So the gloom and doom of Monday is disappeared. This keeps happening as earnings come out. This bank says this. There's more M&A activity at Goldman Sachs. There's that. So that, very looking like the banks are healthy, then the economy is going to look healthy. They're making a lot of money on something called, banks are making a lot of money, Jay, on something called net interest income. Of course, the higher the rates, the better, the higher the NII that banks get. And so they're going to come out looking pretty good. So there's been a couple of surprises to the downside, but there's been a couple of surprises also to the upside as all sorts of things like United Health, Bank America topped estimates, you know, United Healthcare also did too. And positive outlook for corporate earnings remains, is really showing something for the market. And it's giving the market something to rally on, and that's what we have here. So the Dow kind of ended 64 points from United Health Services. So we're looking at the healthcare and consumer staples. Last year we were looking at energy. It was so beat up. That's done really, really well this year. This year we're looking at consumer staples and healthcare. And also, it's hard not to notice the gain in gold prices too, Jay. And you're seeing how people, even though they're seeing the market rally, they're also buying gold because they want to make sure they have something that works, which means maybe the dollar is not looking as good. So that's one of those things. It takes more dollars to buy the same ounce of gold. And that's also true for some other precious metals as well, including silver. We're having the return of rising rates. So, bond yields, Jay, are at the 4.65%. Literally, like a week ago, it was 4.4. So that's a big move there. That's because of the hotter than expected inflation reading that we had here. And we're taking a look at that. And then we have some housing data that kind of showed some, really less activity in the month of March, which is housing starts and building permits. Those are the leading indicators. So if there's a lot of starts, the houses aren't going to be built yet for another few months because they don't go up instantaneously. So that just kind of gives you an idea what the future may look like. And so that's slowing up. And so that's saying that, okay, maybe the economy is slowing just a little bit, which is also positive news. All right, Jay, so that's the economic outlook. We got some little snitty things going on there. Big one, Nelson Peltz, who was trying to get a seat on, two seats on the Disney board. He kind of, this is a big major vote. Mind you, when he started this process, Disney stock was trading at $79. This guy is an activist investor. He's ready to take a bat to a lot of a lot of whatever he needs to do to get that, to get Walt Disney and Co., or at least back to what we knew it and way off its current mission. And they had to bring Bob Iger back out of retirement. They fired the CEO just to get them on the right footing. And he failed. That was big news. He failed. Well, he didn't really fail, Jay. I made roughly $300 million because, again, he was buying shares of the stock. The stock does a very good job, going up like 30% or so since he started. And now he's like, oh yeah, I'll take the news, I'll take the hit that he didn't get 2 seats on the board. His by the way, his first called Tryon, T-R-I-A-N. But it's out of it. And he cried. Let's put it this way: he cried all the way to the bank. But you know, his next hit though is Unilever. Unilever is the well-known big company. It's got all sorts of things, including I think Ben and Jerry's ice cream, plus all sorts of pharmaceutical products. And so he's on this Unilever hit. So let's see what happens there. If he starts getting there, he's getting some voting rights for his company called Tryon. He also failed. You know, he soured bets such as one on General Electric. He was trying to get General Electric to change. They did change. He didn't get a board seat, but they did change too. And Unilever has been underperforming rivals such as Procter & Gamble. And he helped Procter & Gamble right the ship too. So and some people are saying, well, his power is dying. Well, no, I don't think so. He's getting the stock price up. In the end, he wins. That's what I'm saying. He cried all the way to the bank. He didn't get a board seat. Made $300 million on the deal with Disney just recently. So very interesting game there. So we're kind of keeping an eye on him because he's a, you know, kind of a deal maker, the type of person that's a deal maker. So I just wanted to highlight him. You know, you mentioned that on our website, Jay, we have Let's Talk. And we'll be talking about the Tax Cuts and Job Act. That's today from 9 to 9:15 to 13:15. You want to get on it. We got a bunch of people on it already. But your listeners are more than welcome. And maybe some of them are your listeners that are on there now. But 15 minutes as you get into the office or whatever you're doing, just put on your cell phone. Just go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. And we're going to be talking about the Tax Cuts Job Act expiration countdown. And we're going to talk about what the act is and what we're going to miss should Congress not grant an extension, or possibly just let it expire. So it may look good for in some areas. It will definitely look bad for the majority of the middle class. So we'll take a look at that as well. And today we also have a shred truck, Jay, for our clients. And, of course, your listeners, Jay, they are the smartest, most capable listeners. If you don't have a lot to shred, we have a shred. You have to bring it up to my office. The truck's going to be right in the parking lot. 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's Route 110. You take the LIE going, from your radio area. You would go west towards the city, get off at exit 49 South, and where the second building on the right, just pull in there. You'll see a truck very close to the expressway. You come out. Go back, make a U-turn, head back on the expressway, and go home. So it's not a big deal. After from our office, come up and say hello. We have some shotguns and all sorts of stuff. We have some food also in our office. So it's 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's today. We call it a client appreciation event, but you know, Jay, your listeners are. Yeah, we love them. They just come up all the time. They say, hello, it's amazing. We just hugs and stuff like, where are you? Where are you from? You know, kind of fun. But, they're more than welcome to come. We have a shred truck coming today, 11 to 1, 510 Broad Hollow Road. We'll also, at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll be talking about the Tax Cuts and Job Act expiration countdown for 15 minutes. And that's how the 17:15 is going to be today. Just go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. Also, the address of our office is on there as well. So, you know, if you don't have a lot to shred, you know, maybe you could stop at your parents' house or something, go in their basement maybe while they're at work and just take some of those papers they've been collecting from the 80s and the 90s, those big stacks of things that they have in their basement, and just put them in a shopping bag or something.
Yeah.
Bring it on in. And you watch them be shred, and then you come up to the office, say hello. We'll have some refreshments. Matter of fact, it reminds me, I got to pick up some dessert on the way to work so we can have some nice sheet cake or something for everybody. So just feel free to do that, 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's in Melville. CraigJamesFinancial.com is the website.
There you go. And by the way, if you have a family member you're not happy with, bring that individual down for shredding. You know, it's listen, no questions asked. You know, you got Aunt Mildred there who's mouthing off a little lately. You know, maybe you have an in-law you're not thrilled with. You know, bring them down, drop them off. You know, Craig will take care of
them. Maybe some politicians.
I got a few for you. I wish I could put in that thing. Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I love shredding events. I love your events. You know, it's interesting. I got so many papers here. You know, and you buy those ridiculous machines and they break. You know, you go into like Office Depot, you break the shredder. But this is a chance. Craig's got one of these heavy duty, you know, no nonsense machines, and you'll take all your papers and you get them in there, and they'll take care of all the business. Yeah, and you're right. I got the best listeners, in the entire radio world. There's nobody that competes with my listenership.
Absolutely.
Nobody. They're the best, the smartest, and they react, which I love.
That's because you're the best and the smartest. That's what it is.
No, they react, and so glad to be a part of your family, too. Get down there, folks, 510 Broad Hollow Road, okay? For the shredding event, get down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. He makes it a lot of fun. And, of course, log on and get ready for the Ferentino 15 and the launch of that new one. Let's talk. 9 o'clock to 9:15. Right after we're done here, you switch over, okay? And you'll be in good shape. Sir, we'll be watching and look forward to having you on a Thursday morning, my friend.
Excellent, Jay. Looking forward to it.